Now, I mentioned before the Island Bay cycleway, and thanks for your feedback that's been coming through on this. We know we've got a consultation period at the moment where people can have their say on the four options that have come out on what to do with the cycleway in Island Bay, which I think from right across the spectrum, most people would see it as having been a bit of a failure so far, well and truly. We know residents in the area, particularly those who live along the parade, certainly want some change of some sort, but it's what happens and, of course, how much it's going to cost. The price tags of the four options that have been thrown out range from around $4 million up to closer to $7 million, so it's hugely expensive. There was a public meeting that was held in Island Bay on Monday night where there were so many people there that people ended up basically standing outside the door trying to hear what was going on and people sitting on the floor. And so you know that you've got a popular meeting when people end up sitting on the floor. Among those there was Patrick Morgan, who is a Wellington cyclist, and he's with a group known as Cycle Aware Wellington. He joins me now in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. It's a great day for a bike ride.
I'm sure it is. Rowdy meeting?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not surprised. People have been quite passionate about cycling in Island Bay. So it was good to see a lot of people engaged with the issue.
Did it go over the top, do you think, in terms of the reaction from some of the people there?
Well, I was surprised to hear some racial slurs directed at one city councillor. I was really ashamed to hear that. But on the whole, people were expressing their point of view.
There were racial slurs coming from the crowd?
Correct.
Against one of the councillors?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you learn anything from the meeting? Other than that people in the Island Bay community are very, well, there's some people who are very, very angry about how it's all going.
Sure. There's no doubt that, you know, council got off to a rocky start 3 years ago, but we've got a new council since then, and I think they've really dug themselves out of a hole, and their community engagement has been much better under Councillor Calvert.
But they're still not listening, though, are they, in terms of you had that response from Island Bay residents who said, we don't like any of these four options that have been put on the table. We just want it to go back to the way it was. We'll do it for free. We'll start painting the lines on ourselves.
So consultation is about having your say, but not necessarily about having your way. There's no doubt that everyone has had a chance to have their say, and that's what the consultation over the next 2 weeks is about.
What's changed from you, from the perspective of a cyclist? What's changed in terms of the way that this council is handling the matter compared to previous councils? And I'm thinking particularly under Celia Wade Brown.
What's changed is that all the councillors who supported cycling got back with increased majorities. So this council is even more determined to improve life for Wellingtonians by improving cycling.
As a cyclist, how have you found riding in Island Bay?
Look, I was down there twice this week. Once we were teaching some children at the local school to ride bikes. They were loving it. I was there on Monday as well. I really like not having to ride in the door zone. So that's the place where it puts cyclists at risk if you're riding right beside parked cars.
But under
the Island Bay design, there's protection from that.
But you've still got the door zone from people on the passenger side, though, because the cars are now parked out in the middle of the road.
I think that's a bit of a myth, because there's a buffer zone between parked cars. And under most of the options we're looking at now, that buffer zone will be improved even more. It'll make life easier for people exiting their cars and safer for people on bikes. And I think it will also look a lot better.
As a cyclist, and I know that I've read comments from you in the past that you weren't particularly happy with the cycleway the way it is at the moment. You weren't even happy with the way it felt on your bike as you were riding over it even?
Well, it's much better than a door zone bike lane, so let's be clear on that. One of the weaknesses was that it wasn't continuous. So the bike route didn't run right through the shopping centre. You had to share the road. Under most of these new options, that flaw is fixed. So we look forward to a continuous bike lane from Island Bay right through to the CBD in due course.
But that, I mean, let's just focus on Island Bay. And I do want to talk in a moment about how to get people all the way from Island Bay into the city. Island Bay has been used as an example because it is an unusual layout of a cycleway, and it's an unusual way of a cycle. You're shaking your head. It's an unusual way of a cycleway in Wellington, at least anyway, and so it's a bit of a test case. You would have to agree, though, that that residents have every right to be upset when they're losing car parks, when the idea of all of these options that have come up now in terms of the four options put forward by council means that we're going to see potentially dozens of car parks going from around the town, from around the shops, from around residential areas along the parade. Do you understand why you're getting such a passionate response from residents?
Sure, people have the perception that road space outside their properties is part of their personal property. We know that's not the case, but I do understand that residents do feel they're losing something. I would say they're actually going to gain something from this. They'll have more transport choices, and driving will get easier for people who are still driving.
But it won't get easier to park.
Well, I go down to Island Bay quite a lot.
But there's no point driving if you can't park anywhere, unless you just drive around and around in circles.
Sure, so here's a few facts. There's 200 properties along the parade. 190 of them have off-street parking for 2, 3, or 4 vehicles. So what we're seeing is that parking for residents is pretty well provided for. I agree that customers at shops want convenient parking, but there is a lot of parking inside streets. And we do see a lot of that is used by commuters who drive down the hill, park for free all day, and jump on the bus into town. We need to decide as a community, are arterial roads primarily for storing private property, or are they all about moving people efficiently?
Would you agree that 99.9% of people, including ratepayers in Wellington, who will have to somehow foot the bill of at least $4 million, 99% of people do not ride a bicycle and would not even consider riding a bicycle, be it in Island Bay, be it almost anywhere?
Well, the facts prove otherwise, Tim. The City Council survey showed that more than 80% of people would ride a bike more if there were safe places to ride. So this is what the council is trying to fix. But we know about 1 in 3 people in Wellington currently rides a bike. So you're 99.9%. It sounds a bit...
You think 1 in 3 people ride a bicycle in Wellington?
Correct. We've got Ministry of Transport figures on that.
I don't believe you.
Okay, so
I don't believe you because you're passing on these figures. I don't believe that 1 in 3 Wellingtonians ride a bicycle.
Okay, so take it up with the Ministry of Transport.
Well, I will. I'm intrigued by that because I don't know where everyone is because I don't see it. And you might well say it's because there's not enough safe places to ride around the city.
You know, cycling's never been more popular in Wellington. You look at the mountain bike tracks, you look at the cycle trails, the tourism trails, look at children riding their bikes at the Bikes in Schools projects. I think if we get out from behind our windscreens and have a good look around, you'll see that people love cycling in Wellington.
How realistic is it, if we look beyond Island Bay, to get that cycle way all the way from Island Bay into the city, given you've got the likes of Berrinpore, which is so narrow that you can barely fit a parked car and a bus going through it? Then you get into Adelaide Road, which is slightly wider. Then you get around the base. I mean, ideally, we would want any cycleways that get built to be taken away from roads, I'd have thought. But in Wellington, there are patches where it could happen. But most places, you know, we're stuck with having it on the road.
Well, a good cycling route it's convenient, it's connected, and it's comfortable. And I agree that the challenges through Berrinpore and Newtown are definitely there. But you've seen plenty of cities all over the world improve cycling despite the width of their roads. Thinking about Newtown, you know, going down beside the hospital and Adelaide Road, I wouldn't call that narrow. It's a really wide road. It's got a median strip, parking, 2 lanes in each direction. I think we can absolutely improve cycling along most of the route.
This consultation process, I mean, there's a lot of conversation from Island Bay residents, some of whom would like it returned to the way it was. Is it just not feasible at all, in your opinion, to return it to the way it was?
The council's put up option A, which is as close as they can legally come to returning it to the way it is.
Why can't they take it back to the way it was, though?
I think legal standards have changed. And, for example, if you think about the angle parking in the shopping village, it's quite dangerous for people on bikes. And it's not easy to back out of one of those parks. And I think that's the reason you'll see some changes going on there.
Okay. Why should ratepayers be okay, in your opinion, with spending potentially minimum $4 million, if not closer to $7 million, if not more, once everything comes through? Why should ratepayers be okay with paying for that?
I think it's right to hold this expenditure under a lot of scrutiny. It does sound like a lot of money, but I understand that the council is planning to mill out the old seal and put new seal and paint on. That's routine maintenance that would have to happen on the parade anyway. I think as a community, we all pay for public goods like roads, lighting, civil defence, those things. And let's be clear that traffic that starts in Island Bay affects the rest of the city. So I think it's valid for all Wellingtonians to have their say on this issue.
What about people from outside of Wellington? And I mentioned Chris Calvey-Freeman, who's very pro the cycleway and pro the changes being made. Wellington City Council, he's come out and said that, he's encouraging cyclists from Auckland to have their say. Do you have a problem that this has been going further afield than just the Island Bay community and just Wellington?
Yeah, that does sound like a bit of a stretch. The people I know in Auckland, they probably couldn't care that much about a cycleway in Island Bay.
Mm. Okay. I have had a listener just, and I want to put this to you, saying that you mentioned that you heard a racist slur being thrown at the meeting. Someone who was at the meeting said that, why is it okay then for you to talk about at the meeting white-haired people and white men? Did you say either of those?
No, I looked around the room and I saw that of the people I know in Island Bay, I didn't see a lot of young families there. It's at a time of day that it's hard for working parents to get to a meeting.
Mm.
There was definitely a skew towards older people in the room. It's a statement of fact.
And a general view from them that they don't like the way it's going. That's the vibe that you took out of it.
There are a lot of people there who are upset about the way the cycleway has been handled, but most of them are supportive of safer and attractive cycling. And there was actually a handful of people there who spoke up for cycling, including one incredibly brave young guy.
Okay. What way do you think this is going to go? I mean, of the four options, what way do you think the councillors are going to vote on this?
Well, that's up to councillors, so it's really important that everyone has their say about this. I predict that we'll get a better result. The cycleway will look better, it will work better, and in a year or two, we'll be wondering what was all this fuss about.